Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Appreciate that introduction as always, dear friend. Thank you for joining us here on Reading the Word as we begin a brand new topic of study today for our 101st program, simply titled Trust in the Lord. My name is Justin Reed. I want to be the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ. Hope you can join us any time that the opportunity affords itself to you. You can also listen to this radio program in its entirety again or any of the 100 that preceded it online anytime. My website, readingtheword.net. That's R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program and you can find all of them there totally free for you. Dear friends, we often say, and a very true statement, I mind you, trust in the Lord. Well, what does it mean, or why, I should say, should we trust in the Lord? We begin going to what the wisest man, Solomon, says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And I've got seven reasons, dear friends, why we should trust in the Lord. And every scripture reading that we'll have today is taken from the King James translation. Proverbs 3, beginning in verse 5, Solomon says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." So why, Solomon, why should we trust in the Lord with all our heart? Dear friends, seven reasons why. And we're jumping right into our course of study today, and the goal of this lesson is to edify, encourage, and build us up, dear friends. Why trust in the Lord? Number one, He knows you by name. What a wonderful name. What a wonderful thought, I should say, to be called by name. It's one thing to be called Sir. It's something else to be called Justin. That's my name. Go with me to Isaiah 43 in verse 1, if you will. Isaiah 43 in the first verse, Isaiah records about 700 years before the time of Christ. He says, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine." Oh, what a wonderful thought, dear friends. God calls us by name. That means we have such a relationship with our Creator. We're not just a number. You know, sometimes in life we're just identified by a number, right? Tax season upon us, what do? You give them your social security number. That's how the government keeps track of you. Maybe in an employment situation where you're one of 1,000 employees, you may be employee number 5 or whatever the case may be. But not so with God, dear friends. He calls you by name. That means He knows you. Why should I trust in the Lord with all mine heart? He knows me, and He calls me by my name. Not, "Hey, you," He calls me by name, and I am His. Dear friends, we move on now. Another reason, why do we trust in the Lord? Go with me to Psalm 37 and the 17th verse, if you will. Psalm 37, 17. Why do I trust in the Lord? Because He knows things about you. God knows things about you. Now, you know a friend long enough. You know personal details about them. You know whether they are hurt, whether they are healthy, whether they are sick. You know whether they're good, whether they're bad. Notice what David says for the arms, Psalm 37, 17. "The arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous." He knows things about you. He knows whether you are righteous or not. He knows if you're downhearted. He knows if you've had a good day. Dear friends, a thought that amazes me that we see given to Abraham back in Genesis is the fact that God knows so much about me. He knows how many hairs are on the top of my head. And He knows how many stars are in the sky and how many grains of sand on the seashore. He knows things about me, dear friends. That's why I should trust in the Lord. He knows me by name. Number one, trust in the Lord. Number two, He knows things about me. Number three, why should I trust in the Lord? Because He will fight for me. God will fight for me, therefore I should trust in Him. Go with me to Exodus, the 14th chapter and the 14th verse. Exodus 14:14, you have the culmination of events that began in the 3rd chapter with the burning bush there and Moses. This is the Exodus, the whole point of the book, the leaving of Egypt, or leaving from Egypt by the Israelites. In Exodus 14:14, the Bible says, "The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Why should I trust in the Lord? Because He fights for me. We've talked before in this radio format how the battle belongs to the Lord. You can listen to that again online, readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Since the battle belongs to the Lord, dear friends, He's the one that fights for me. Now, I am in the Lord's army, is the song we sing at Vacation Bible School. I've got to fight the good fight. I've got to live the life of a Christian, yet, dear friends, God fights for me. I am on His side. We know Romans 8:31, if God's for us, well, who can be against us? There's three reasons why I should trust in the Lord, dear friends. I've got four more when we come back. First, a very quick break. Brother Dearman's going to introduce you and invite you to the services at the Arlington Church of Christ. Hope you'll join us back here in 30 seconds and join us anytime at Arlington.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Thank you, Brother Dearman, and dear friends, welcome back. Thank you for sticking around. Maybe you're just joining us. My name's Justin Reed. This is Reading the Word. We're simply studying God's Word. We're talking about how we should trust in the Lord with all our heart. That's what Solomon tells us to do in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, and lean not. That's the key. Lean not to own understanding. When you trust in the Lord, you'll not lean upon your own understanding. We talked about why we should trust in the Lord. Number one, He knows you by name. Number two, He knows details about you. Number three, He will fight for you. We pick up here in number four. Why should I trust in the Lord? Well, simply because He is your refuge. He is your refuge. Go with me back to the Psalms. Psalm 62, beginning in verse 6, and we'll read through verse 8. Psalm 62 and 6, He is your refuge. Notice this. Notice what in Psalm number 62 David says. Only is your key word in this psalm, by the way. He only, verse 6, Psalm 62, He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Selah, a word to make us pause and reflect. Dear friends, God is our refuge. God is our strength. God is our fortress. He is my defense. I can think of no stronger fortress than that of the Word of God and God Himself. That's why we, as preachers, as Christians, we ought to stand behind the cross and preach Christ crucified. And if we're not doing that, then we're not doing it right, dear friends. What do we see? God is my refuge. He is my strength. There are days that are not the best for me personally. I'll go ahead and tell you now, I don't think that is foreign to anyone that is studying with us at this present time. We don't always have every day good. Every day can be good. It depends on your attitude. But sometimes you stub your toe, they get stung by a bee, this, that, the other, and you get irritated. I understand. Happens. Yet it's always a good day because God is my refuge. I can take solace. I can take comfort in Him. That's why I should trust in the Lord. We better move on or we'll run out of time, dear friends. Why should I trust in the Lord? Number five, He has a plan for me. God has a plan for me. Go to Jeremiah 29 and verse number 11. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. Now, you frequently take it out of context verse. Let's not do that. But what does the Bible say? God speaking here. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end or an end and an expectation, literally in Hebrew. God has a plan for me. Now, that doesn't mean that God has made me a robot where I will only do one thing. Dear friends, I have free will. If I want to go rob a bank today, I can. Now, there are consequences. I'll probably go to prison. I have to repent of that because stealing is a sin. But I could do that. See, I have free will. God has blessed us with free will. And because of that free will, I can either choose to accept him or to deny him. Part of that free will, we see that God has a plan for us. What's that plan? Well, that plan involves sending Christ down to this earth to live among mankind for 33 years, to die upon the cross, to establish the church on the day of Pentecost. Dear friends, it was established then. We're not waiting on it. Church is here. It's Christ's church. It is the church of Christ. He owns it. He bought it. He paid for it. And you get into it by hearing the word, believing it is true, repenting of your sins, making a public confession. You believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Upon that confession, you're immersed into Christ. You're baptized for your sins. That's not Justin Reed's theory. That's what you see in the book of Acts, the beginning of the church. See, God has a plan for us. And he's laid it out there how you can have your sins forgiven. We move on now, number six. Trust in the Lord. Why should I do that? Number six, because he's always with me. Dear friends, he's always with me. Go with me very quickly to Matthew 28 and verse number 20. Matthew 28 and 20, the Great Commission, the very last words of Christ for he ascended into heaven. Matthew records, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. And Matthew adds, amen. Now, world also translated age or dispensation of time. So he says, I'm going to be with you until the very end. Now, not physically, no, but his word is here. His spirit is here speaking through the word. Dear friends, he's always there with us. Hebrew writer says, Hebrews 13:5, he's, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We sing that song, he will never, never leave me nor yet forsake me here. For I live by faith and do his blessed will. Oh, it's a wonderful thought that he's always with me. That's why I should trust in the Lord. Finally, number seven, dear friends, today in our study, why should I trust in the Lord? He will not forsake me. He will not forsake me. Go with me to Psalm 37 and verse 25. Psalm 37 and verse 25. Once again, what does David as the psalmist say? He says, I have been young, now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. You see, he's not seen the righteous forsaken, which means God will not forsake you if you're righteous. Well, how do you live righteous? Well, we already just talked about how to become a Christian, how to be a member of the Lord's church. He adds you to the church. You don't join it. He adds you, Acts chapter 2. And then you live as a Christian. You know, Acts, the book of Acts tells you how to be a Christian. Romans tells you how to live as a Christian, how to do the things a Christian should do, to worship properly, to have respect for your neighbors, have respect for the government, this, that, and the other. It's all laid out plain and simple, dear friends. And God has made a promise from the very beginning. If you do what I have said, I will be good to you. I will never leave you. You turn away from me, and I can't guarantee that. Why should I trust in the Lord with all of mine heart and lean not unto my own understanding, Solomon? Well, number one, because he knows me by name. He calls me Justin. We have that relationship. Well, not, I don't, he doesn't actually speak through his word, but he knows me by name. That shows you the kind of relationship we have. And number two, he knows things about me. He knows personal details, even down to the number of hairs on my head. Number three, he fights for me. I'm on his team. I'm on the winning team, dear friends. Number four, he's my refuge. That's why I trust in the Lord. He is a great shelter in the time of storm. Number five, why do I trust in the Lord? He has a plan for me. It involves sending his son to die that I can live with him in eternity if I'm obedient to his commands. Number six, why should I trust in the Lord? Because he is always with me. And number seven, he will never forsake me. We go back to where we began, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Don't lean into what you think. Lean into what God has said. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. We've acknowledged him. We're following his word. And dear friends, that's why I trust in the Lord, and I encourage you to do the same. Pray this lesson has been beneficial to you. If you would like to listen to it again, maybe you missed part of it, want to study again, or the 100 that came before it, readingtheword.net, readingtheword.net. Click on the radio program. Until then, we'll study same time, same place, next week, here on Reading the Word. May the good Lord bless you, and may He keep you.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.